Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, hello again. Welcome to episode 8 of Jeremy Speaks on Everything. Of course, I am Jeremy. I would like to thank you for tuning in. If you just happen to be tuning in, I did just share it about 15 minutes ago to my book of faces. And I would like to thank my previous listeners. I would like to thank everyone who has participated and been a part of my small, humble beginnings. Moving along, like me on Twitter and Instagram. You can add me on Facebook. That's fine. You should subscribe to me on YouTube. For those of you that are new, this is my weekly radio show where I will do what the title implies, and that is speak. The guest call-in number for those who want to call is 347-994-3320. I'll repeat that again. The guest call-in number for those who want to call is 347-994-3320. I say this every week. I say it most weeks. Black men, excuse me, men of African origins that look like me, same hue as me, we got to start speaking to each other. Like, share, subscribe, comment, criticize, it is all welcome. And today, for starters, I would like to explain what happened Tuesday. See, I was supposed to do a show on Tuesday this week because, you know, I figured more practice, the better I'll be, you know. Shoot free throws, you'll be better at shooting free throws when it comes time for the game. So I thought I'd try to speak this week on something I was, you know, playing around with, like the wrestling that I like. I was going to try to do a radio show on that Tuesday. Well, lo and behold, something screwy, something messed up happened with the time for Blog Talk Radio, and I tried to log in during showtime, and it told me I had 17 hours until my show could start. Obviously, wherever Blog Talk Radio is, it's somewhere across the seas, because right now I'm looking at my screen inside of my studio and it's telling me that my show was supposed to start today, the 18th, at 11:30 a.m. And the last time I checked, it was 6:32. Anyway, that was a hassle. That got me upset. That got me mad. And then I had to go back in and reschedule this show for a different time. It was such a hassle. But when you buy cheap, you get cheap, right? You know, you can't really complain about free. So just take it all in stride. I learned something this week. I want to start with that. I want to start with, because, you know, the election's a hot button issue and politics and all this and that. So I took it upon myself to research something I didn't know anything about. And it was called redlining. Redlining. I didn't know this was an actual thing, but it's the practice of marking a red line on a map to delineate an area where banks would not make loans, and most frequently they discriminated in areas that were black inner city neighborhoods. It was a term that was coined by John McKnight in 1960, who was a sociologist and a community activist. And it refers to the denial of services or selectively raised prices to residents of a certain area based on racial or ethnic composition of those areas. Redlining today is illegal, and, well, supposed to be, and a component of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, which speaks against racial geographical discrimination. You know, it's always amazing that come election time, you know, I'm having more fun watching stuff about the election than I do watching wrestling sometimes. It's so visceral and ugly right now. And something like redlining wasn't something I was taught about in school. I really wasn't. You know, I wasn't taught that they would cut off certain sections and deny this and deny that. You know, I wasn't aware. So that's I learned something about history this week, fact, I guess. And speaking of wrestling, I don't know how many people listening actually watch wrestling, but Cody Rhodes is a wrestler for AEW, All Elite Wrestling. And he's in an interracial marriage. And when he told a story about when he first met his wife, and he looked at his wife, and, you know, of course the discussion came up of color. And he told her, "I don't see color." And he said her response to him was, "Then you don't see my experience." I thought that was a good little something, because he still married this woman after that conversation. So obviously, you know, and when he said it, you could kind of see the look on his face like, wow, I never thought about it like that. You know, I hate when people say they don't see color, you know, like, what do you do at traffic lights? Right. I'm gonna give myself a hand clap for that one. How's that going to feel good? What are you doing at traffic lights then? Anyway, I wanted to share, that was just from the world of wrestling. That's just a little sneak peek. Now, I did share a title which said that today I'll be speaking on the lack of males of African origins and generational wealth. You know, a lot of people of African descent aren't taught or don't know about this subject. I know, I'm speaking for me, I didn't know anything about it growing up. Like, I'm in my mid-30s and I'm just now learning about this, and this is something that I should have been taught in school, you know? Instead, I was taught algebra. I was taught how to get D's in algebra and how to smoke cigarettes in the bathroom. That's what I was taught. It was boring. But I think if somebody had told me how to break down saving money and building this and this, I think it's not taught on purpose. That's just my opinion. I think that you don't want people to focus on saving money, especially when they get out of high school. You know, impulse buyers, kids, teenagers, pre-adults, 21 to 24, you don't really know how to spend money like that. So when you start to just blow money, somebody else is getting rich. I think that's why things like that aren't taught. I feel like that if I had been taught that, I'd be a little bit, at least I'd have the information. So, you know, if I blew my money after having the information, okay, it's my fault. I'm just an idiot, right? But if I have the information to arm myself with, I would be prepared. I'd see that and be like, whoa, okay, that's what's happening right now. And I wasn't taught this, you know. My mother, she didn't teach us. I don't think she knew. To be perfectly honest, which I don't think it was taught to her. And generational wealth is, and this is my personal definition after reading over a couple of pages or reading through some articles, it's where you make money, a certain generation makes money that can be passed on and given to later generations. And why don't we do that? Especially considering that the internet is at our complete disposal. You got the world at your fingertips with a cell phone nowadays. You can look up a rare, obscure fact from, I don't know, like the 1400s, right? So why aren't we arming ourselves with the information? Because information is power. Why aren't we arming ourselves with this information that's at our fingertips? I feel like somebody's banking on us not doing it. You know, I'm speaking to the males. You know, I think somebody's banking on us not doing it. I did work with a cat. I worked with a guy at a job I had a couple of years back, and he was curious about something. He was like, "Jeremy, why don't," and he used the word black, "why don't black men or black people teach their children or teach each other about generational wealth?" Like, I didn't have an answer to that, because when he brought it up, it kind of shocked me, like, damn, I don't know anything about that, you know? I don't know anything about what he's asking me. Like, he said something, like, his family had, like, a farm, and, like, his whole family pitched in and helped, like, his uncles and his cousins and all of these people, they pitched in to help on this farm. They all shared a piece of it. And it got me thinking, well, you know, not a lot of us buy land like that. That would be a place to start. Land is something that we can build equity in. You know, like, if you have land, you own something. Unless, you know, somebody decided to come in with and anyway, you have land that you own that can be passed down, you know, something that you can leave a child that's worth something. And we don't think like that. Now, we do have a couple of, I know we have a couple of people in my town that are like opening up people of African origin owned businesses. I do know that. And I'm proud of that. But I want it to be like selfishly, from a selfish perspective, I want it to be more than that. You know, like I want to see more of that. I want to know how they did it, you know, because now with them owning something, they have knowledge that they can pass on to their children, right? I think owning land is just as important as that. You know, I would like to talk to some of those people. I would. Like, that's part of my whole Black Man Speak Challenge. I guess you could call it that, where, you know, we get out here and we speak to each other and we share knowledge with each other and we start bonding out. That's a part of that. You know, I want to do that. I want to share that information because there's certain things I don't know. And if there are some listeners who listen to this program who may be males of African origin who has the information about generational wealth, I have questions. And like I said, you can go online and look it up. And I did. But I'd also like to hear it from somebody who's done it. You know, a couple of episodes back, I talked about how I'd like to do it, then talk about it. I would like to sit down. I would like to reach out to anyone who may hear this. As a matter of fact, that kind of inspires me to do something immediately following this radio station, this radio episode, immediately following, because I want to branch out and speak to more males of African origin. I'm going to tag 5 people on my Facebook immediately following this, 5 men who look like me, and I'm going to speak, and I'm going to challenge them to do the same to 5 others. That's what I'm going to do today, because I feel like I'm going to extend the hand first. You know, a lot of them are going to tell me no or piss off or anything like that. And that's fine. But I want to at least say I got the word out that I was trying to. So immediately following this episode of Jeremy Speaks on Everything, I'm going to go onto my Facebook, my book of faces, and I'm going to tag 5 males that I've added as friends. And they shouldn't mind. And I'm going to ask them a question. What can you teach me about generational wealth? What do you know about generational wealth? What don't you know about generational wealth? I mean, I think that information will get us a lot further. I read an article that said that it'd take us like 200 years to catch up with where people are now as far as wealth goes. I don't think it'd take that long if we started talking. I don't think it would take that long. If we could get past the fact that I ain't trying to take it from you, I'm trying to have it like you got it. You know, some people get jealous and we don't get out of our own way when I'm only trying to help. So that's what I'm gonna challenge myself to speak to 5 Black. I'm gonna be a man of my word and I'm going to do that. I think that will benefit me more. And who knows what the conversation may be next week with someone who's calling into the station. Who knows? I want examples to give. Instead of just talking it, I want examples to give and to show people, hey, this actually works. You know? Why am I so proud that I can't speak to another man that looks like me, who probably has the same problems as me? You know? There's rules to this shit of survival. Like I said, this show is about generational wealth and mostly the questions I have about it, you know. I don't think it's wrong to ask for information. I don't think it's wrong at all to want to have information given to me to someone who looks like me. You know, because I don't know enough about it to prepare myself. Now, you know, like any person who works hard, you save money. Right, you save what you can when the bills come through or when the bills pile up. What you save what you can so that you can do better. How do I save what I can so that my children can have better? You know, I do like this whole idea of speaking. I do like where it can head to as far as me finding out more about my own people. Because remember, I wasn't taught a lot of my history. I didn't have anybody there to teach me any of my history. Not like that, not to that degree, you know, like you have your family, but nobody really talked about it. Nobody really mentioned it. It wasn't something that was brought up. I want to give out that call-in number for anybody else. You know, got about 10 minutes left in the show today. I want to give out that call-in number once again. That's 347-994-3320. And I'm thanking everyone who listens to this because I did check my listens and I was pleasantly surprised once again. I didn't think people wanted to hear what I had to say. And I do want to do this as a challenge, Black Men Speak Challenge. I think it'll be interesting to see where it goes. And one of my goals is to meet someone who can sit down and really educate me on what it truly is to have wealth, not be rich. Because rich is like fame, it's fleeting. It's you get everything you can while you're hot because you're not going to be hot forever. That's rich to me. Wealth is what you pass on, or in my opinion, wealth is making your money work for you, right? Because nobody wants to not have anything. The quote from Black Panther is not a father who hasn't prepared his children for his death has failed as a father or something like that. Well, I want to prepare my children for stuff like that because things do happen. This is life. We all live it. And I'm tired of living in darkness. I'd like to organize a group of us one day, you know, but I don't know how that would go. I don't really know how that would get over. I think I'm going to call this the Black Men Speak Challenge. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tag five people that I speak to. I'm going to share our conversation or our interaction. And I'm going to put it out there that this is what I'm doing. And I'm going to do that every single day. That's one of my goals. I'm going to set my mind to that. Every single day, I'm going to attempt to speak. I appreciate that. I like my little sound effect here. Oh, and my Negro, this episode will be posted on my Negro Sports League channel. I will be putting it there. And I'll be sharing. I'm thinking that I'll share it somewhere else too. I have a new service that I'm trying out. So I'm trying to get my face everywhere. You know, part of me doing this radio show is so I can change my children's life forever. But if I don't save anything and build towards something, I don't have anything to pass along. Therefore, there is no generational wealth. Right? Redlining is the term of the day. Redlining. Be careful when they come and ask for your vote. You got to figure out where you're at and what part of town you're in, if they really want your vote or not. You know, or are they just using you to get there and they ain't gonna lie to you. You know, generational wealth and redlining. Ever since I started this radio show, I've learned so much over the previous been like 4 or 5 weeks that I've been doing it. I've learned so much, and I'm actually glad that I've undertaken this challenge. I'm actually glad that it's going the way it's going. I've had interactions with people outside of here. I didn't get my caller this week. I didn't know if he was going to call or not. But I'm having interactions with people that I probably normally wouldn't. I'm challenging myself to get to know more about my history. And I'm challenging myself to say something to leave my children. Because I don't know enough right now. Right? If information truly is power, then I have to get as much of it as I can. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. But the Black Man Speak Challenge, you heard it here first on Jeremy Speaks on Everything, Episode 8. And I'm glad that I could share that with you. Like I said, I think I'm gonna challenge myself to do better by my people. You know, and I'll probably get a couple of comments about this. Like, why? I'm not putting anyone down. I'm asking for answers. I'm asking for information. because I don't know anything about it. I didn't get on this episode today to just preach at people, all you need to do this. That's not what this is designed to do. This is designed to speak to people. This is designed to interact with people, to learn things about people. You know, I'm here, I'm going through America just like everybody else, except my hue just happens to be a little darker than most. Melanin carrying motherfuckers. That's what I call it. There's my one F-bomb for the episode. I try to limit it to one F-bomb. Right. Now, next Tuesday, I'm going to try this thing again with Blog Talk Radio where I do go on and speak, but that on Tuesdays, I will primarily be talking about wrestling, about upcoming shows I may have seen. So that'll be that. But this particular episode right here will be on my Negro Sports League channel. I'm having some difficulty because it takes like an hour or so for it to upload to YouTube. But this from here on out is where my episodes will be. And I would like to thank all of you for listening to my show once again, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank any callers who may have wanted to call in and I just didn't get the information out on time. I've been ripping and running a little bit, but no excuses. I hope to have more discussions with people as well as other hashtag MCM. Don't that sound like Man Crush Monday or something? I'm going to say it stands for melanin colored motherfuckers. That's what I'm going to say. I hope to have more conversations with these dudes, with these people about the state of black money in America. That's the term we're given. Black, Negro, dark, coon, nigger, all that. Anyway, there's my one slur for the show. Next week, I want it to be someone calling in so we can talk about this. I'm opening the phone lines. I'm going to give that number out to people one more time just in case they want to call in next week. I just want to get different opinions on certain subjects. That number is 347-994-3320. Black men, let's start speaking to each other. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I've been Jeremy Speaks. Check me out Tuesday. Peace.